VOA News, I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump says he ordered the drone attack that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani because he had a solemn duty to protect America and its citizens. Speaking Friday afternoon at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida, Trump said that Soleimani was the architect of several attacks against Americans and was planning more.
Soleimani has been perpetrating acts of terror to destabilize the Middle East for the last 20 years. What the United States did yesterday should have been done long ago.
Trump said that he took action to stop a war and not to start one. The president also said the United States is not seeking regime change, but he warned Iran that it must end its actions to destabilize the Middle East, including through its proxies. The president's remarks came after the Pentagon announced it was preparing to send more than 3,000 additional troops to the region after Iran vowed to avenge Soleimani's death. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has urged maximum restraint in the Middle East. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
In a short statement, Guterres said he is deeply concerned about the escalation and warned that the world cannot afford another war in the Gulf. Outside the UN Security Council, where members were holding a closed-door meeting Friday morning on the situation in Syria, diplomats echoed his call. French Ambassador Nicolas de Riviere.
This is what we need now. We need de-escalation. We need stability in the region, and we will really encourage everybody to work for further de-escalation.
China's envoy Zhang Jun told reporters that Beijing is paying close attention to the situation. Russia's foreign ministry condemned Washington's targeted killing of the Iranian general, saying it would escalate regional tensions.
That's VOA's Margaret Bashir. This is VOA News. French police shot dead a man in